Princess Superstar is the creator of Princess Superstar Is, a new album from a white female rapper who writes, produces, and performs her own hip-hop with what rock critic Ken Tucker believes is a fresh, frank attitude.
Hold your breath when you see me walking by. I'm obsessed with movies, blah, blah. Throw a stiletto in your eye. Ow. I confess I'm like Jesse James in the Ames parking lot.
If humans fun, put numerous guns and consumers.
Right. Your man, freak that. I told John, get back. Book your 8-track, 8-dat, stole your Kit Kat. Grab your fanny pack and gagged you with the 6-pack. A 6 White Castle sack. Drip wax in your office bag. Change a few facts in your contract. Your Vance is ass.
And A&R is gonna write all your new tracks.
28-year-old Conchetta Kirshner has been described in one magazine profile as a Sicilian Jewish fireball, which seems pretty accurate. Under her showbiz name Princess Superstar, Kirshner offers up the image of a platinum blonde bombshell who can go toe-to-toe with any big bad male rapper and hold her own. She talks frankly about enjoying sex as much as she enjoys twisting rhymes into witty corkscrews. Here's how she describes herself in a bit of rapid-fire autobiography in Welcome to My World.
Okay, let me answer the question of the day. I was born in Spanish Harlem, then moved to PA. On 172 in St. Nick, food stamps are wit, till my folks work themselves rich. If you want to compare me like white Lil' Kim, female Kool Keith, I'll speak and keep it simple. Here's your brain, I'll print a superstar, pretty mental. Okay, I'm the Black Shirley Temple. I sound like every place.
Princess Superstar rattles off couplets like, I got sexist begging me to make me breakfast. And she crows, you're gonna feel like Chris Columbus when you discover me. And she's not talking about the director of Home Alone and Harry Potter. Indeed, coming upon Princess Superstar, who's no novice, this is her fifth album, is like discovering a new landmass in hip-hop territory. The white woman who may talk dirty but who adamantly resists being labeled a female version of the foul-mouthed Eminem. Indeed, on this number, she resists comparison to all others and earns her egotism.
Like all my tracks are hot. Stop going on AOL chat to try to find friends that everyone likes you because you said you were tall, flaming like Dre over Rent, Cage over Amp, Rage over them. But how would you play with him? I had no idea you were done with hip hop since you returned. You out your playpen rubbing body all over the can. I'm mumbling over your carving a Led Zeppelin and your death.
What Princess Superstar may be best at is dramatizing the games, flirtations, fights, and wars that go on between men and women in relationships, and then connecting those battles to the ones she wages as a female artist, resisting the pigeonholes hip-hop assigns women. That's particularly true of a track like Too Much Weight.
Don't censor me, I live like a saint. I meditate every morning, drink carrot juice, I'm hardly late. Try censoring your candidate, you guys head into the desk. If that's what you get, you can bet I wanna be the next prez. I deserve the best, and if you think my lyrics are incendiary, I'll go back to being an insipid secretary. Won't inspire no one, then the world will be safe. I'll just use words to talk about how Microsoft Word is so great. I feel bad that everyone's crazy and kids are smoking crack. I also feel bad that Michelangelo might have hurt his back. And what if there were no tracks for Shakespeare wax? For Flash, no word for Kerouac, there might not have been rap. Leave us alone, make your own family a better place. How much hate could we eliminate if you were down with kids' mixtapes? It must have been fate that brought me to this game. So let's game, use the platform for something more than fat farm. Sing about the bling bling, sing to help them out of sing sing. Turn your beepers off, ring ring. I'm getting sicker, here's a kicker. Your advisor stick, I'm advise you to stick this CD made by Seagram's Liquor.
As you probably noticed, the music that accompanies Princess Superstar's declarations is pleasingly varied, more melodic than the metronomic beats that characterize a lot of hip-hop. She'll deploy an acoustic guitar when it's warranted, and her collaboration with the English singer Beth Orton is downright lovely. At one point on this CD, she tosses off the remark, "I got a vision itching to be an imposition," and that sounds like the truth. She's bursting with opinions and thought-out feelings. She demands, like a petulant princess, that you listen to her. And it's no imposition.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Princess Superstar Is by Princess Superstar. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.